For over 7 years, Jerome Wright sat in a 6-by-9-foot cell, cut off from the rest of the world, even cut off from the prison he was housed in.
It's like taking somebody and locking them up and then putting them in the bathroom and saying, on top of you being restricted from going anywhere else, you have to stay in this bathroom.
As part of a panel discussion on solitary confinement Tuesday on the east side of Buffalo, Wright says his experience has led him to advocacy. He is an organizer for the Western New York Campaign for Alternatives to Isolated Confinement. He says the system for putting and keeping people in solitary is arbitrary, and the physical and mental suffering leaves prisoners worse off than when they first were confined.
One of the main tenets of HALT is not just giving people less time and giving them programs, but it's also holding people accountable who put you in there and monitoring what's going on so that people are getting the type of therapy, the type of education, the type of services they need.
Later this month, his organization is taking supporters to Albany to demand the enactment of the Humane Alternative to Long-Term Solitary Confinement Act. There are enough votes to pass the HALT Act, but it has yet to be put to the floor for a vote. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.